Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside the podcast. And I've got to say, it has been so freaking time since we have done this. Al and I had the warm-up show, which you'll hear in a couple of minutes. But it's like, what is the podcast with Al? What's
up?
Yeah,
what is it, Jerry? Oh, hi there. A couple things. I went to see John Mellencamp at PNC Art Center.
Yeah.
And he was great. Like, he was terrific. And in fact, an alert listener who works with some company that works with Mellencamp sent me tickets, which was very nice. I don't know if he wants credit for that. I don't know.
I would
just
say.
Yeah, I think he just was a nice fella. It was funny, he reached out to me in January when the schedule first came out. He goes, oh, if you want to go to Mellencamp,
really
I work with Mellencamp, I'll just send you tickets.
No one sends me anything.
Yeah, it was really nice. And I got to tell you, they were like really nice seats, you know? So it was, he sounded great. It was a great set list. It was that PNC Art Center, that thing's been open for decades.
A long time.
Well,
at least since 1982, that was the first concert I went to.
They still can't figure out how to get people into that venue.
Really?
It was wild, Jerry.
To see for John Cougar Mellencamp?
Right.
Wow.
So it was, I think the gates opened at 6 p.m.
Okay.
But I knew Mellencamp from all the various other nights. He comes on at 8:20.
Right.
No opening act, which I love with these classic rockers.
Him.
Yeah, the Bon Jovi
tremendous.
Was the same thing.
Really?
Bruce Springsteen, none of these guys have opening acts.
Okay.
It's great.
Yep.
So I go, okay, so there's no need to get there at 6, and what am I going to do there? Got there about 7:40, so still like,
okay.
There had to be 3,000 people in line to
now,
get in.
Can I ask a question? Because I have a theory on this, and
all right.
You will either tell me I'm right or I'm wrong. Older crowd?
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
Phone ticket issues? Because that's what I find when we go to games and
yeah.
stuff.
That
there are
be.
So many issues with people doing the stupid scans, and then who doesn't have it, who right. does have it.
That could be.
That's what we see.
So that could
just
be.
A thought.
So they had all these different lines, and they were all like it wrapped around, and you couldn't even tell where the line ended. Where the
damn.
So there was a line for if you didn't have a bag.
Okay.
There was a line for bag.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a line for something called fast pass.
Okay. Probably have to pay extra for that, I would guess.
Yeah. So if there's a woman involved in any of these ticket holders, they have a bag.
Most of them, yeah.
So you can't go into the no bag line if you're with someone well, with a bag.
You can see inside on.
So many people are on the bag line.
Yeah.
So the fast pass, before I went, I saw you could pay, this is before I knew it was going to be a disaster. I saw you could pay $12.
That's it?
Per ticket to go in the fast pass. But I am telling you, the fast pass line had to be 1,000 deep.
Oh, you know why? Because it's only $12.
Right. Okay. So we're on this line that's just wrapping around. And I'm looking, I'm like, first of all, if I know the ornery John Mellencamp, he ain't waiting.
Like
if someone comes in and goes, hey, there's still a lot of people outside, I'd be like, screw them.
Right. This it says 8:20.
Right. This is when we're starting.
Yeah.
So I'm like, So a woman comes around working at PNC and she goes, and if anybody wants to pay FastPass, I'll move you right to the front of the line. $12 a ticket. I go, I'm in. I'm the first one that raises my hand. I pay $12 a ticket. Jerry, do you know this is not fair. They walked me in front of everyone who prepaid for FastPass to the very front of the FastPass line because I just paid for it today. No extra. It was the same price.
Wow.
That was unfair.
That's
I gladly
but that's something that would piss you off
that
if you were on that line.
Make me furious.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn. That is wild.
So it was just.
Yeah, see, and now that should not be. 40 minutes is plenty of time to get in. I'm more of the, if I get there, unless we're tailgating, I want to get in.
Yes.
And I'd rather grab a couple of drinks and hang out. I just know I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But that still doesn't excuse 40 minutes. And I'm sure some of those people missed the beginning of the show.
Oh, yes.
That would not shock me. So.
But you're right. I hadn't thought about that digital ticket old people situation.
It's just what I see a lot. The difference would be at baseball stadiums, there are so many entry points. That even if you like, we saw it in Washington, it was a problem, but they literally had in one area, not all around the stadium, 50 different lines to get in.
Yeah.
So if you were waiting online, there were so many people there like, hey, you can go over there. And there are people struggling with these things. It's a pain in the ass. It really is.
Cause you know, it's weird. And I noticed this in trying to get in with the digital tickets. There's a scanner, but there's an upper part of the scanner and a lower part.
Mm-hmm.
Use the lower part of the scanner if you're using your digital tickets in the Ticketmaster app. If you've added them to your Apple Wallet or
right, so you've already confused me.
Yeah. So like I add tickets to my Apple Wallet.
Right.
There's
so
probably a Google Wallet.
Yep, there is, yep.
That's a different scan.
That's a problem.
And no one knows. Right.
And all that does is take time.
And then if you have your tickets, if I have my tickets open in my Apple Wallet and in the time I'm about to go, my
it
phone.
Locks.
Yeah, locks. Now I'm starting all over again.
I know.
And you're right. That's every person.
Yeah. So
and
now
then,
multiply it.
And now I've got 7-8 tickets for my family, right? Yeah. Now all those people. So yeah,
it's
that's got to be it. Then I will say this though, I went to Bon Jovi at the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, they have Clear at the airport.
Yes.
If you want to use Clear at the airport, it's pricey. Like you have to pay for the year membership.
Right.
I think it's $140. But if you have Clear, the free version, you can get into
arenas
and stuff. Yeah. And I will tell you that there was a long line to get into Bon Jovi at the Garden. I had Clear. There was
right
no
in.
Line.
That's
right
great.
In.
That's great.
So that part was good.
There's something to be said. So two things. One on ticket prices. But the other thing is, how cool is it when you go, and you've gone to a million concerts. I haven't gone to a million, but I've gone to a lot. There's still something that's really cool about going into a venue like the Garden, where it's known for Knicks and Rangers, and it's turned upside down.
Yeah.
And it's a concert venue. Or just, I don't know, when you show up at even at PNC, where it really is a concert venue, but you see the instruments out there, and it just, It's just, it's a really, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't go all the time, it's a really cool thing to do.
Yeah, it was cool to go to Bon Jovi at the Garden because, all the jerseys are hanging in the rafters.
Yeah.
The retired numbers.
It's really
That's
neat.
That's cool, yeah.
My son tells me, so we saw Train was at PNC on Friday night. So Thursday night, we had my parents over because they're going away for a couple weeks. And he had gone to a, he went to see Neo, I believe. And was talking about what a great show it was. And he's like, yeah, and then Train's there tomorrow night, but I can't go. My wife perked up. She's like, oh, I like Train. I'm like, you want to go? So I went on StubHub. And my son, he's 21. He's like, rookie mistake. I'm like, excuse me? He goes, they'll be cheaper tomorrow. I'm like, okay, I'm just looking to see how much they were. And you could have gotten seats. They weren't great, but I think 400 section, which is all the way back. But seats undercover, they were 183. I'm like, you know what? I would do that. I mean, it's a lot for sure. It's a Friday night. I haven't done much with my wife this summer, and she was into it. So he goes, I'm telling you, it's a rookie mistake. He goes, I promise you, when you go to work tomorrow, he goes, just you get them tomorrow for, 30, 40% off. Okay. So I come in Friday morning about 9 a.m. We're in break. I go to buy the tickets. Yeah. $260 was the cheapest price. So I texted him. He's like, just wait. They'll go down. I'm like, all right. I get home, $320. I'm like, hun, we ain't going to see Train tonight. Now, I don't, maybe they came down as the day went on, but I tried at that point.
I tried that with the Bon Jovi tickets, just looking. I did not see any movement. Then how about this weird thing? Because I was thinking very similar thing. So PNC Arts Center, you have to park so far away.
Right.
But they have those, like, VIP parking.
Yeah.
I don't know who gets those parking.
Yeah, I bought it once.
I don't know if I guess Ticketmaster sells it, but most of them are sold out.
Right.
So I go to both Ticketmaster and StubHub and one other, the secondary markets, just to look for a parking pass for John Mellencamp. Yep. There were three available across three sites. Two of them, this is legitimately, $380.
For parking pass.
Jerry, one was $569. So I looked again as the day was getting older. Those three were still there.
Right.
About 2 hours before the show, they were all gone.
Yeah.
What?
Because it's convenience. Honestly, I think some people, first of all, as you have found out with Show Me Your Books, a lot of people got a lot of good money.
Yeah.
And my guess would be in a situation like that, I just spent $500 on tickets. I am not interested in parking up the hill.
Yeah.
If I have to park $300 to park right, I'm going to do it. So that doesn't surprise. And then on top of that, if you go with another couple and now you're splitting it, I think I could see people doing that.
Oh, I could see that.
I could see it. I don't know that I would spend $389 in a parking pass.
Yeah, no.
But would I spend $150? Yeah, I probably would.
Right, especially if you could divide that up amongst people.
No doubt. And on top of that, if you're telling me that I can tailgate, like the one time we did it, I'm trying to think what show it was. Oh, it was for the Dierks Bentley Jordan Davis show. So a friend of mine, I got the tickets for us. So he's like, since you got the tickets, I'll get the parking pass. And I think he spent about $250 on a parking pass, but there were him and another couple. They split that. They looked at it as $125 each was tickets and parking.
Yep.
And it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So yeah. I do think that's probably part of it.
I was prepared to pay $80, but I wasn't paying any more than that.
$80's a lot.
Yeah, because I'm like, what am I doing?
Even $80's a lot of money, you know, when you think about it.
I will say the beer I got a Yingling in a can, you know, a big can of Yingling beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice cold. Oh, Jerry, those
How about
are,
that?
There's nothing like an ice cold beer.
I agree. Oh, I totally agree with you. There's no doubt. Yeah.
By the way, you know how I'm always yelling, show me your books, open your books. I want to see how not only individuals are affording their life, but how
families,
companies make money.
Yeah.
So I stumbled upon a guy on Instagram named Flickman.
Okay.
That's his Instagram name, Flickman. And all he does is people email him. Like there was one, he was like, his one post was, how much money does this car wash make in a month? And he finds people that work at various places that DM him
information,
open their books. So he'll say, this is how much the car wash rent is. This is how much they spend on water. This is how much on chemicals and soap. This is how much. And then he gets like how much they make a month.
And he figures it out.
Yeah, it was really cool. So, and then he'll even be somewhere and be like, hey, I'm so curious about this candy shop here in Brooklyn. If anybody works here and can get me information, I'd love to know how they're making money. It's a really interesting follow.
How many businesses have we looked at and I've said to you, how is that a business?
Yeah.
And yet they're there for years.
Yes.
You know, and then others that you think is a pretty solid idea, they're gone in 3 months.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't figure it out. I have been told, though, I've always said that, you know, bagel shops and pizza places never seem to go out. I'm not going to say which one, but I have been told recently that there's one relatively close to me that is really struggling.
Pizza or bagel?
Pizza. That they might not make it through the year.
Hmm.
And I was like, really? It seems like a good location. It's relatively new. I mean, it's within the couple of years. And apparently the cost to start was high. And I think they, from what I was told, they kind of, again, business plans aren't worth piss on them, basically. They're nothing. All they are is an idea and what you think. Apparently their business plan was a little too aggressive and they don't have the foot traffic or the business they thought they would. And their delivery business is not doing great. So they might not even make it to the end of 2026. And I think they open in 25.
Damn.
That's tough.
That is tough.
And you're talking a couple $100,000 to get started. Like, it's no joke.
Yeah.
A lot of people take their mortgage out to do that.
I hate hearing that someone retires, takes their retirement money and buys or opens a business.
Yeah. Like, eesh. Yeah. That's, I admire the want to and the will. Those are the stories we don't hear.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of, you know, influencers and, you know, people that are trying to, you know, pump you up and motivate you, and you got to believe in yourself. That's good. That's great advice. Except talk to the ones that did that and listened and, you know, took it up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
There's a business that just opened in Bradley Beach. Now, you got to think of this. Bradley Beach is not Asbury Park. It's not Seaside.
Okay.
Small.
Sex shop?
No sex shop. It's just, we have a small downtown, Main Street, small Main Street.
Right.
So, now I know where she got the money from. At least I understand this.
Okay.
So, Pliables, the brand name Pliables.
Yeah.
A woman and her, at the time, boyfriend started Pliables many years ago.
Yeah.
Her and her former boyfriend sold their company to a hedge fund or whatever that.
Yeah.
And I remember reading legitimately that they split. I could be way off, but this is what I remember reading. Like $300 million.
Yeah, no, I remember you telling me this.
So I know she has money.
Right.
So she opened, there was a...
So she's back.
She's back. There was a small Chinese restaurant in Bradley Beach that was either going out of business or selling, retiring, whatever it is.
Right.
She bought the place, and it just opened maybe 2 weeks ago. She turned it into a dirty soda store.
Huge right now.
It's called Bev Shack.
So this dirty soda thing?
Yeah.
I never heard of this.
Yes.
Until we were in Baltimore and my wife saw a sign for dirty soda.
And she knew what that was?
100%. So I'm like, oh, can I get a tequila drink? She goes, no, it's not alcohol. I'm like, oh, I thought it was like alcohol and soda. She goes, no. She goes, it's really cool. As you mix the different sodas, you tell them what you want. You get this... Like, you make your own flavors. I'm like, huh? So we get there? We're 15 people online. I go to the bar to get my tequila drink. I walk right up. What can I take? Unbelievable.
Dirty sodas, yeah.
Yeah.
So you start with a base, like a Coke, Diet Coke, and then you add...
Different flavors.
Vanilla, orange flavors, dirty sodas. But I'm just wondering, like, we talk about this area, New Jersey, Long Island, where we are, it's like... There are so few months of good weather.
Right. She got to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, what is her plan in the off season? But
maybe to close.
I may have said that about Pliables, which is open year round and has people in and out. I'm sure it does a much huger business in the season.
My guess would be something like the dirty soda is a pretty low overhead in terms of inventory, I would think. And she might be able to make most of her money between April and October,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe even close in the winter. I don't. Just a thought.
Yeah, I'm curious whether she'll be open in the winter or mm-hmm. the.
Now, the one thing I like is I haven't been in there. I'm not aware of this until you just told me. I'm not sure if you've gone in, but if that's really all it is, as opposed to walking in, and they also sell donuts and bagels and sandwiches, or is it really just a Bev Shack, as they call it?
It is, but they do in a very similar way she did with her Pliables store. While you're in line, there are, you want a Rice Krispie treat mm-hmm. or you want like little
Which is smart.
Snacks.
Yeah, those things are smart.
To have with your...
Yep.
She has those.
It's a great idea. Good for her.
Yeah, she did a great job. The place looks... I've only looked on their Instagram. I haven't been in. But yeah, it looks great.
I would think... I almost wonder, and we've talked about this, where you draw the line in terms of marketing and advertising. So I've done a lot of research on Google Ads, and I'm starting to understand that, and it certainly does make a lot of sense to me. I always thought you just throw a bunch of money at it and hoped it worked, whereas it's really very targeted, and like your money will never be used unless people are actually clicking on the link or the advertisement that you're spending. So that's kind of cool. So I understand that, but... I always wonder, like, where is that line to how much money you want to put into something to the real rate of return? And if you, like, I also think you can make anything popular if you throw a crap ton of money at it in advertising. It's almost like you make it big. But again, have you spent too much to make anything? It's a tricky spot. It really is.
She did a really smart thing, too. She had, before it opened, she had influencer night.
Sure. That sounds great. People just show up and
the influencers
put it online.
Now, do you think any of them are going to be like, wasn't great? No.
They all showed up. You know why? They're whores.
And they want to
attention.
Yeah, but I thought, like, what a great idea by her.
It is.
To invite.
Yeah.
You grab all these like food or things to do influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Invite them in, they have a great time.
Yeah.
It's delicious soda, Jerry. It's going to be all positive reviews. So
didn't invite you to have the soda, huh?
No! So then I saw all these great reviews. It was just like, it was a master class in marketing.
And who wants to go now? Every kid with a phone.
Correct.
No, it's a
very
great
Instagrammable.
Idea.
You know what I mean? Like, it's colorful. Yep. It's
smart.
Very smart.
It's amazing to me that in 2026, when all we talk about is food and nutrition and wellness, that soda is still a big deal.
It's hilarious.
Like, you would think no one's coming in because it's empty calories and sugar, and we're dying from sugar. It's really amazing, but good for her.
Yeah, hey, good for you.
The one business that blows me away, and again, this goes to probably the marketing and the advertising, because like Bomba socks, they're effing socks.
Yeah, socks.
I'm sure they're comfortable. You know what else are comfortable? Every other sock made by Adidas and Under Armour and Nike. And I know they have the charitable component to it for sure. I get that. But that to me is nothing more than just great advertising.
Yeah.
And then you see over 30 million pairs sold. It's like, what? 30 million? Holy hell.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Really is incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder how much cash she has, Jerry. Her name is Abby Taylor. She was the...
hundreds of millions of dollars.
My God. Why don't I have that? Why don't I have a
Because you
business?
Don't take chances on anything except a dog, and that blew up in your face.
Why didn't I have the idea for acai bowls at the Jersey Shore?
You could start a business.
Man.
You got plenty of cash on hand.
Mm-hmm. Here's a random question. This is an open your books question
okay.
for me.
This isn't open your books?
No, I'm saying this is like...
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
What? Okay. If you were me.
Okay.
I don't have children. I'm not married. I'm 56.
Okay.
What number do you think I need to have in a retirement account to retire? I don't have a pension. I'm not in the union.
Depends on what type of lifestyle that you want to have.
My current lifestyle.
I don't know what you make. I'm going to go on the basis of if you wanted to pull $100,000 a year out. I'll use that number.
That seems high.
That I think if you had $1 million in your account, you're doing just fine. I'm not into this whole take out 4%. Why? Who are we leaving it to?
Yeah.
You're not going to run out of money. I would think you can take 10% out, expect to make 10 or 11% every year. Yeah, you're going to have some dips, and it should stay flat until you freaking die. I think $1 million, you're good. And I actually think $500,000, you could make it work without kids. I'm not even joking. I think if I was single right now, with no kids, and I had $500,000 or $600,000 making, let's say 10 to 12%, I would try to figure out a way to live on $50,000 a year. I don't know if I could. That's what I would try and do, and not work, or take a job that's just simply fun that supplements my withdrawals. Again, I've told you, there's not a chance in hell that I will retire and not do anything. I am going to work. Somehow, some way.
You do have to.
Yeah. Even if it's $20 an hour, I'm going to work. I'll go be like Eddie wants to be a forest ranger. I'll go be a golf course ranger. I'd be more than happy to do that. So I'm going to have some sort of an income as long as I make it to retirement. But
That's true.
I think are you 2 weeks notice today?
Now that Jerry's mentioned. Yeah, it's always curious. I watch so many retirement money videos just to see.
It's too much,
everyone's
though.
Varying opinions.
Everybody's so worried about live until you're 110.
I like
to be so lucky.
The same people that go, you need $5 million to retire, are the same people that then in another video tell you that 98% of people have $30,000 or less in their retirement. And go, then how is everyone retiring?
It's so true.
Knuckleheads.
You are not kidding.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. also with the warm-up program and another post-game after that. Until then, see you!
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds.
T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.